GBM 41, Track 3, Segment 4, is repeated calls to the MTL Phase 5, the charge test, called via many different routes including the 628 demonstrator, Wantagh, Hicksville, and Lynbrook SDs. Includes panel charging tick separated in time from RCZR pulses. This was recorded by Evan in October 1976. At first glance, this is a very monotonous recording, and actually in a way it is because we're calling the same thing over and over. It's the homemade charge test on Ben's extra line, which we called the MTL. I built it myself with stepping switch and relays. First, it's called from my West 73rd Street panel line. Now, this is actually interesting because a charge test flashes 6 or 7 times, then it goes off hook and continues to beep 7 times. Then the tone goes continuous, and it does intermittent flashes after that. The normal route from my West 73rd Street panel is over RCZR, that's Remote Control Zone Registration, trunks to Richmond Hill. It's a 2-message unit call, and after the 2nd Avenue fire, Richmond Hill was used for this particular zone. Because it's a charge test and the initial flashes don't go off hook long enough to make the call behave normally, the charging tick in the panel is triggered by the flashing, but the actual chalking up of the message units, the RCZR pulses, don't occur until several seconds after the test line is solidly off hook. And you can definitely hear this. The charging tick, which in this case isn't what charges, occurs within the first few flashes, and you can hear it tick on and add a hum onto the line. And then a few seconds before the tone of the charge test goes solid, you can hear the RCZR pulses, which ought to sound like boom, 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 boom. But because the charge test goes into its final flashing sequence before that's finished, you don't hear it that clearly. This has been speed corrected. EQ is approximate. I'm going to interject explanations as to what the roots are after this. These first calls, including Ben answering and flashing, are dialed normally from the West 73rd Street panel via Richmond Hill RCZR. Here's where you can hear the charging tick separated from the RCZR pulses. Here's the number dialed normally from the West 73rd Street crossbar 5. It goes through Williamsburg ESS Tandem 21250. ESS Tandems, delay the supervision. Now here's the same thing from the West 73rd Street crossbar 5, dialed with a 212 plus that'll put it through Midtown Tandem, recording ID 21221, which I believe has T carrier to Bell Harbor. Here the 628 demonstrator is called, and on it the number is dialed with 212 plus, sending it through Midtown Tandem. Now on the 628 demonstrator dialed normally 7 digits. That goes through Broadway 24A, recording ID 21220. Next, dialed normally on the West 73rd Street crossbar 5 via Williamsburg. Next, dialed on the Wantaw SD. The call to Wantaw goes through Garden City 4A, 51610. The call from Wantaw to Bell Harbor goes again through Garden City, 51610. Next, it's dialed on the Hicksville SD. Garden City 4A is used to get to Hicksville. From Hicksville to the MTL, the route is N3 carrier to Richmond Hill, wire to Bell Harbor. Ah. now it's going to be dialed on the Lynbrook SD. Garden City to get to Lynbrook. From Lynbrook, there are direct wire trunks to Bell Harbor.